following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, my name is DJ Stass. This is the Lax Lab. In this podcast series, we will dive deep into the legendary discussion of who is the most skilled male lacrosse player in the PLL. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is the Lax Lab, and I'm your host, DJ Stass. In today's podcast, I'll be revealing our third standout contender for the most skilled player in the PLL. This is one you definitely won't want to miss. Before I go into who the third contender is, I want to go over some benefits of playing lacrosse in college. Playing lacrosse in college provides not only the opportunity to continue competing at a high level, but also develop valuable life skills. College lacrosse players learn discipline, time management, teamwork, and leadership skills that transfer directly to careers every day in everyday life. Being part of a collegiate program also helps build strong friendships and connections that can open doors after graduation, whether it's in sports, business, or other fields. I know personally for me, growing up playing a lot of different sports like soccer, football, lacrosse, and many others, it has helped me gain lifetime long friends and friends that I know always have my back just because I played sports with them and built those strong relationships with them. From a physical and mental standpoint, playing lacrosse keeps athletes in great shape and helps reduce stress through consistent exercise and teamwork. The balance between academics and athletics teaches players how to prioritize and handle responsibility under pressure. So now I want to kind of go in how lacrosse can help pay and financially aid your college tuition and what are the different levels of that and how it works. Some major benefits to playing lacrosse in college, especially at NCAA Division I and D2 schools, are and NAIA and club programs. They offer athletic scholarships for lacrosse players as well as academic scholarships. But the difference between D2 and D1 and D3, so in D1, you're only able to receive a athletic scholarship and no academic scholarship, or you can choose between the two. In D2, you're allowed to have both. So you're allowed to have an athletic and an academic. So Dominican athletes are able to receive, depending on your situation, academic money and athletic money. These scholarships can cover partial or even full tuition, making college more affordable. In addition to athletic scholarships, being a student athlete can increase eligibility for academic awards and grants, since schools often seek well-rounded students who excel on the field as well in the classroom. Without making you guys wait any longer, I would like to introduce our next player for the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. The contender is a smaller but dangerous player in the league who has been a nightmare for the best defenders in the country, and it's none other than Michael Sowers. Michael Sowers is a 5'9", 175-pound attackman from Drescher, Pennsylvania. Now I would like to shift gears and talk about his youth/high school career. Michael Sowers attended Upper Dublin High School in Drescher, Pennsylvania. In high school, he set Pennsylvania records. For example, his career assist total at Upper Dublin was 402, according to Back of the Cage. His career points at Upper Dublin were 594, a state record, and career goals, 196. Senior year, in 2016, he had 59 goals and 122 assists and helped lead his team to their first District 1 championship and PIAA quarterfinals. He also represented the USA team at the U19 level in 2016 and earned all-world honors for his performance. He had team-high assists and tied points and had the same amount of points as the person who led on the USA team. Some standout moments in his college career and some stats. First off, he played 4 seasons at Princeton University and then graduated and took a grad year at Duke University. At Princeton, he came up with 302 career points, 121 goals, plus 181 assists, and set the program scoring record. His per-game numbers at Princeton, he averaged about 6.3 points per game, which is second in Division I history of all time. At Duke, in 2021, he recorded 37 goals and 44 assists in just one season. His overall college career stats is 158 goals, 225 assists, which amounts to 383 points over 64 games, ranking him the second all-time Division I points record holder. One thing I just want to point out real quick is at Princeton and Duke as well, there have been very many talented players to come out of these schools. For example, Duke, another guy on the list for possible contender for best player in the PLL is Brendan O'Neill. And then we also have other great players that could potentially be named one of the best players in the PLL, but in my opinion, did not make the list. And that is Coulter Mackesy, Tom Schreiber, and a lot of other great players that have came from Princeton. And for him to be holding the scoring record till this day is very impressive. Now I would like to move on to his professional stats. Drafted in the Premier Lacrosse League in 2021, second overall. In his first full season in 2022 with the Philadelphia Water Dogs, he contributed significantly and helped the team win the PLL championship. He had 32 points, 21 goals, and 11 assists in that season as a rookie. In 2023, in the PLL championship series, he had 11 assists, tied for the most over 4 games, showing his continued impact on the pro level. Michael Sowers is truly a spectacular player, and I love how different and unique he is compared to the other players that have been announced in the list so far and to be announced in the list so far. And I love the impact he has made on the game and just the variety of speed and energy and other powerful, impactful things that he brings to the game. Now, I would like to go into the 8 characteristics that I believe create the perfect, most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. Number 1, consistency. From his time at Princeton to the PLL, Sowers has produced elite numbers every season. His consistency among the top in points, showing up game after game with reliable performances. The second one is work ethic. Known for his relentless training routine, Sowers spends hours perfecting his footwork, speed, and stick skills. Personally, I remember when I would look on YouTube or TikTok growing up, and I'd always see videos of Michael Sowers doing the most insane and quick footwork or stick movements I have ever witnessed. Coaches and teammates often describe him as one of the hardest workers on and off the field. 3, leadership. As a captain at Princeton and respected pro, Sowers leads by example. His calm and confident style motivates teammates and earns respect without needing to be loud or flashy. 4, mental toughness. Despite injuries and the challenge of transferring to Duke during the pandemic, Sowers remained focused and dominant. He thrives under pressure, especially in playoff and championship situations. 5, adaptability. Sowers has succeeded in every level of lacrosse, high school, college, and pro, adjusting his play style to fit faster defenses and smarter opponents. His ability to create offense in any system sets him apart. 6, skill mastery. His quickness, vision, and stick handling are elite. Sowers can dodge from anywhere, find impossible passing lanes, and finish with precision, making him one of the most skilled attackmen in the world. Legacy. Sowers has redefined what a smaller, quicker attackman can do at the highest levels. Young players across the country study his dodging technique and field awareness, proving his everlasting influence. Now, I would like to talk about What makes Sauers so unique and different compared to all the other players in the list so far and yet to come? Michael Sauer stands out as truly a unique player compared to Brent O'Neill, CJ Kearse, and Connor Schellenberger because of his style and size and approach to the game. While O'Neill, Kearse, and Schellenberger rely heavily on strength and explosiveness, Sauers dominates with quickness, vision, and creativity. At 5'9", he's smaller than most elite attackmen, but he uses that to his advantage. His low center of gravity, agility, and elite change of direction make him nearly impossible to defend one-on-one. Sauers is more of a quarterback than a power scorer. He constantly reads defenses, manipulates sides, and sets up teammates with precise feeds, making him one of the most intelligent and efficient playmakers in lacrosse. In contrast to O'Neill's power, Kearse's intensity, and Connor Schellenberger's balance of scoring and passing defines their games. Sauer's combination of speed, vision, and unselfishness plays make him the ultimate offensive weapon. Someone who controls the tempo and elevates everyone around him.
Here are a few articles about Michael Sauers from USA Lacrosse, PLL, and a few other resources. First off, USA Lacrosse notes that Sauers has speed, vision, and ability to create opportunities for himself and others on his team. Others also on his team label him as one of the most dynamic weapons in the PLL. His coach at the Water Dogs said he's such a balanced player, he only continues to get better each week. Bill Tierney is the head coach of the Water Dogs, who has led Denver to many national championships. His son is the coach at Hofstra, who there is turning the program completely around. To have such a well-known and respected coach say that about you shows what kind of a player Michael Sauers truly is. More to be said, the PLL also wrote an article saying, after film study, Sauers was shown to excel setting up two-man actions, pick and rolls, and creating space, not just for himself, but for his teammates. Looking a little deeper into his past, from college and at Princeton and Duke, and how he has able to push the transitions into his pro leagues, it shows unselfishness, maturity, and the ability to adjust his game from being in college at Princeton and Duke now into the pro levels, playing against players that are from all the way from last round draft picks all the way to Torotons on his team and against his team. Another article written by the PLL says that Sauers always performs in the postseason. He's first among active players in points per game in the playoffs and is second of all time. He's also second all time in both goals per game and assists per game in the postseason. Michael Sauers might be the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL because of his rare blend of speed, intelligence, and creativity that consistently set him apart from even the best competitors. His ability to control a game through vision, precision, and passing, and explosive agility makes him the ultimate offensive playmaker. Unlike players who dominate through power, Sauers masters the mental side of the game, anticipating plays, breaking down defenses, and elevating everyone around him. Beyond his stats and highlights, Sauers is building a long-lasting legacy as a player who has changed how attackmen approach the game. His unselfish style, leadership, and relentless work ethic inspire younger players to believe that smart, skilled, and team-first lacrosse can redefine what greatness looks like in the PLL. As he continues his career, his influence reaches far beyond the field. Sauers is setting a new standard for the game and how it should be played, with intelligence, humility, and passion. His legacy will not be defined by championships or records, but how he has transformed the sport and inspired the next generation to play the right way with heart, purpose, and creativity. I know for me personally, I have definitely been affected by Michael Sauers' gameplay, just like a lot of the other contenders announced so far, but especially Michael Sauers. I feel like I'm polar opposites of him, but that inspires me to play and kind of just have that special blend that he does to be able to be a bigger player on my team, but also be able to have that shiftiness and that athleticism to get where I need to be a goal scorer and a reliable teammate for my teammates. Thank you guys very much for listening in, and I hope to see you guys in the next podcast. Thank you.